It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, glad to see you. See what I brought today? A calendar. It's a very old one, but I saved it. It has lots of numbers on, and it has the month, and up here it says neighborhood calendar. Yeah. Well, when I was a young boy, I used to like calendars a great deal. Whenever a month would be over, when we had lived and played all of these days, and we were ready for the next month, my dad would tear off the sheet and give it to me. Because he knew that I liked them. And you know what I used to do about them? I used to cut out my favorite numbers and save them. When I was 4 years old, this is the number I used to cut out. I'll show you. That's the number I liked when I was four. It's a square on this side, and on this side, it's a four. And then when I was five, this is the number I liked. Five. It's a square on this side and a five on this side. So there's four and five. They're the same on the back, but on the front, they're different. But they're all part of the days of the week. You see, under all of that line would be Sundays, and under that line would be Mondays, and all those would be Tuesdays, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and that what makes up the week, the whole month. And this is what makes up the week. We used to sing a song, just the names of the days of the week. We'd sing Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That's a week, that's a week. And the next one comes Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That's a week, another week. Then the next one starts with, won't you sing it with me? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That's a week, another week. And the last one starts with Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That's the month, the whole month. And when the month was finished, my dad would rip it off and say, there you go, another month for you, and some more numbers. And I'd cut them out. Well, one time, I don't know whether it was a march or not, but I decided I just couldn't wait. I thought I've just got to have these numbers even before the other people are finished with them. So I went to the calendar and I ripped it off myself and started cutting out the numbers. And then my dad came home. Can you imagine what he said to me? Well, he didn't like it one bit. No. He said, "You must have really wanted those numbers very badly. But you know, Fred, that I'm the one who tears the calendar off in this house." Mm-hmm. And I realize sometimes people are good, and sometimes they're not. And a long time after that, I wrote a song called "Sometimes People Are Good," and I sometimes sing it with you. Sometimes people are good, and they do just what they should. But the very same people who are good sometimes are the very same people who tear calendars off sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? Isn't it the same for you? Yeah. Well, that's how it was with my dad, my calendar, and me. Have you thought what your favorite numbers are? Why don't we ask Picture Picture what its favorite numbers are? Want to?
Let's see. Picture Picture on the wall.
Would you please show us a film about what your favorite numbers are? Two. More twos. Twos moving around. Look like two apples. And away they go. And two oranges. They go. What are those? Tomatoes. Two tomatoes. Those are a lot of ones, aren't they? The favorite numbers must be two and one. Like an F. That's not a number, it's a letter. The letter F. F for frog, for Friday, for fashions. Let's pretend King Friday's having a fashion show in the F room of the castle.
Oh, it's so nice to be in the F room today.
Oh. Yes, for the fashion show.
Yes, Lady Emily.
Uncle Friday, this is the calendar of events.
Yes.
And today we will be showing the choosing of the wedding robes.
Yes.
And in a week's time will be the wedding and
yes.
Coronation.
Oh, how very exciting.
I hope you enjoy all of the festivities, Sarah.
Oh, I know I will. How about you, Robert Troll?
Oh, I know I will too. You got a fine father, Sir Sandy. Got a fine father.
Hello, everybody.
Oh,
yes, sir. Fairchild, what is the honor of having you here today?
Well, since I'm too busy to be in the wedding, I thought I'd just make the most of today.
Oh, you've been working really hard on your museum, haven't you, Lady Elaine?
Yes, I've had it exactly a week today, and I feel I've had it forever. Tell me, do you like polka dots?
Polka dots? Why, yes, on some things I do. Why?
I just wondered.
Well,
Yes, carry on, Lady Elaine.
Thank you, Uncle Friday. Good. Our models are ready for your choice.
Oh, good.
The gentleman may choose from the following costumes. The king, of course, will wear his own kingly garments.
Yes, naturally.
Yes, but Handyman Negri, Edgar Cook, and Robert Troll will choose from the following.
Oh, good.
First is Daniel Stone, wearing a brown tuxedo jacket with a deep gold shirt and a bow tie.
Oh, is that a butterfly bow tie?
Yes, it is, Uncle Friday. That's and a double-breasted jacket.
Lovely.
Now, Wayne Cook. He's wearing a black tuxedo with satin trim on the collar and on the front of the coat and pockets.
Oh, it's handsome. Yes, he's handsome. Yes. Is that another butterfly bow tie?
Yes, Your Majesty. Another butterfly bow tie and a white pleated shirt.
Beautiful.
And now, Bob Swan, wearing an Oxford gray cutaway with a gray vest, striped trousers, a silk ascot with a wing collar.
Oh, how nice.
Tony Lawrence is wearing a tail coat.
Oh, look at the tails on the coat.
With a white piqué shirt and a white bow tie. Look at his black top hat.
Oh, excellent. Get a big butterfly flat, butterfly outside. Two of them, make it a pound side, and I'm going to bond down with double breasting it again. And a pound dancing with the silk, making a pound side. That's the one I want.
That's the one you want?
Yeah, make it a pound.
Oh, very well.
Robert Joe, yeah.
Yes, and now, Uncle Friday,
yes?
Will come the bridesmaids' dresses. For Henrietta Pussycat and me.
Oh, for you, Henrietta.
Meow, 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 beautiful meow.
Lady Elaine.
And for you.
Yes, dear.
Are you sure you won't be in the wedding?
Oh, I'm much too busy, dear, much too busy. But my Mark will be there.
Very well, then.
Mm-hmm.
Here come the bridesmaids. Here is Mimi Kirby, wearing a bridesmaid gown with a navy blue top and a white skirt. It's called an A-line dress, Sarah Saturday.
Oh, an A-line.
See the bow in the back?
I see a bow on her head as well.
They match, Uncle Friday. And now, Florence Lacey in a rosy pink gown. See the ruffle under her chin?
I can see that ruffle, Lady Everly.
Yes, and at the sleeves, too, X.
Yeah, just like feathers.
She also has a bow. And now, Dana Mahler shows you a beautiful gown. Her dress is also in two colors. Top is white satin, and the skirt is an icy blue satin.
Look how quietly she walks.
Yes, Uncle Friday.
She has a lot of buttons on her sleeve.
A lot of buttons. Barbara Smith looks lovely in a deep red velvet bridesmaid gown.
Meow, you beautiful meow.
She surely is.
Meow. Meow, meow, your floppy purse, meow.
Yes, with flowers in it. And a flared skirt on the dress.
Oh, that's just lovely. She's a lovely lady.
And now, we...
Oh!
Mr. McFeely!
Speedy delivery!
Oh, Mr. McFeely!
Well, I just hope it's all right to come in here like this. They told me outside that I could find Lady Elaine in here.
Oh, yes, she's right here.
Ah, good day, Lady Elaine. Good day to you. Hello, everybody. Hello there.
Hello, Mr. McFeely.
I have a special rush order here for Lady Elaine.
Oh,
here it is, Lady Elaine. Well, special rush order.
Well, that's all right, dear. Just come along with me and bring it to the castle garden. That's it.
All righty, the castle garden. Just hope I'm not interrupting anything. Oh, good day, Sarah Saturday, and congratulations to you. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you, Mr. McFeely. Thank you so much.
You're a lucky man. King Friday, a lucky man, lucky man.
Yes, I'm aware of that, McFeely.
Well, I better be going off. You say the garden, Lady Elaine, the garden?
That's right, dear. Come right along, please.
Enough said. All right, the garden. Speedy delivery. Good day.
That's right.
Oh, Lady Elaine, just a moment.
Yes, dear.
Shall we go on without you?
Oh, yes, please do. But save the bride's dresses for last, won't you? I want to see them.
All right, I will. Henrietta?
Meow.
Which bridesmaid dress did you like the best?
Meow, 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 beautiful meow. Meow, 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 Robert Troll, meow.
Yeah, that's how about Henry Pushkin. I love Barbara's big bones.
Well, here I am, Lady Lane. Now, what is that you want me to do?
Yes, now, I want to see inside first.
Inside the box.
Oh, I'm so... Oh,
there you go.
They're just perfect, those polka dots.
That's
all right, put the lid back on.
All righty, I'll put it on. Here we go.
Now, what I want you to do, Mr. McFeely, is to take these dots to the girl who's going to model the last bride's dress.
The last bride's dress.
That's
all righty,
right.
I'll do that.
And I want you to have her stick those dots all over her dress. Just so it looks like a polka-dotted dress, and tell her to model it that way.
Well, is this a joke, Lady Elaine?
I just love red polka dots, don't you?
Well, yes, I love them, but not on a wedding dress.
Of course you've never seen them on a wedding dress. I just love things that you never see.
Well, I don't know if I should do this or not, Lady. I really don't know.
I'm asking you, aren't I?
Well, I suppose so. It's up to you. It's up to you. That's right. It's
well,
up to you.
Just a minute. Here's a nine for your trouble.
Nine. Fine. Thank you. You, a nine?
Yes.
Oh, my, this is my day.
Seeing their faces will be worth a nine to me.
Well, sometimes people are good.
Yes, and sometimes they're not. Now, right. Get along with you, Mr. McFeely.
Well, okay, if it won't hurt, I'll do it. Well, bye-bye.
Yes.
Lady.
Ooh, I can't wait, I can't wait, I can't wait.
And now, to show you what the gentlemen will wear when they welcome all the kings and queens from other lands.
Oh, lovely.
That's Daniel, X, Corny, and Don Quixote.
Good. I'm supposed to choose this one for us, aren't I?
Yes, you are, X.
Oh, good.
Here's Mr. Stone, wearing a green brocade tuxedo jacket. And a white ruffled shirt with black trim.
And a butterfly bow tie.
Why, yes, Uncle Friday. And now Mr. Cook, wearing a French blue tuxedo jacket, a blue ruffled shirt, and a butterfly bow tie.
Yes.
Mr. Lawrence is wearing a burgundy silk tuxedo jacket with a satin trim on the lapel, a raspberry shirt with French cuffs, and...
butterfly bow tie.
Yes, Sarah Saturday. And now Mr. Swan, wearing a cotton velour jacket with tiger stripes on it.
Look at those stripes.
A deep-toned shirt.
Isn't that interesting?
A butterfly bow tie.
Yeah. Which one do you like best, X?
Oh, I think I like them all.
Well, that's just fine. We can have one of each. That's...
Sorry it took so long, friends. I'm very sorry.
Is everything all right, Lady Elaine?
Oh, it just couldn't be better.
Oh, fine, then. And now?
Yes?
For the big moment.
Oh, the big moment.
The bride's dresses. Sarah Saturday, these are the ones you choose.
Oh, thank you, dear. Thank you.
Miss Mahler is wearing a candlelight silk wedding gown. There's a lace border at the neck and long sleeves. There are tiny little pearls on the lace.
A lovely bride.
And look at the train, Uncle Friday.
Oh, it's a long train. That's yes, the back part, isn't it?
Yes, Uncle Friday. She's also wearing an ice blue satin sash at the waist. Lovely. Miss Smith is wearing a silk and wool wedding dress. Her dress is embroidered with braid that has sparkling little rhinestones on it.
Well, she's a sparkling lady herself.
Yes, she is. And see her veil, Sarah Saturday.
It's
how
beautiful.
How high it is.
Oh, it looks like a crown.
Yes, it does. And now Miss Kirby shows you a wedding gown which is designed like a shirt.
Like a shirt?
Yes, Your Majesty. You see the tie at the collar? There it is.
Oh, yes.
And the long sleeves with cuffs like a shirt?
I didn't know there were so many kinds.
And the poof of illusion, Your Highness.
Poof of illusion?
Yes, Uncle Friday. Mm. But the one I think you'll like the best. Mm. I saw it yesterday. It's simple and beautiful, and it's all white. It looks just like you, Sarah Saturday.
Oh, I'm anxious to see it.
Very well. Miss Lacey, will you please come out?
Wait till you really see it.
What did you say, Fairchild?
Oh, nothing, dear.
Well, what...
Polka dots? Where did they come from?
Well, I have never seen a wedding dress with polka dots.
Oh, neither have I. Is that the one you like the best, Lady Abelin?
It was. Would you please come over here, Miss Lacey? Who asked you to put these on?
An elderly gentleman with a sign on his hat.
And who asked the elderly gentleman to tell her to put them on?
Why are you all looking at me?
Were there polka dots in that box, Lady Elaine?
You might say.
Is this your idea?
Well, as a matter of fact, it was.
Why did you do it, Fairchild?
Well, I think that wedding dresses are kind of dull. Why not put some polka dots on them?
That, Fairchild, is for the bride to decide, not the curator of the museum.
Well, I have made a decision.
You have, Sarah Saturday?
Yes. I think I'll wear that dress that Miss Lacey has on to my first visit to Lady Elaine's museum. And then I'll just take off the polka dots and wear it to the wedding. It's really like two dresses, isn't it?
If you look at it that way.
You're a good sport, Saturday. I like you. Yes, sir, we're not going to have a stuffy queen around here. She's really swinging. Hurrah for Queenie Saturday. You're welcome at my place any day. Toot toot, you all. Toot toot.
Toot toot, Lady Elaine.
Farewell, Lady Elaine. Yes, quite a change, quite a change. Most extraordinary day, don't you think, Robert Troll?
Yeah, but Your Highness, it was extraordinary.
Certainly was.
Yeah,
meow, 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 meow.
Well, you're all invited to the R room for refreshments.
Oh, how nice.
Yes, won't you ask all the models to come along?
I certainly will, Uncle Friday.
Oh, and thank you for planning such a lovely fashion show for us.
Oh, you're most welcome, Sarah said.
Come along to the R room, then.
Grand.
Lovely.
Lady Elaine likes Sarah Saturday, doesn't she?
Well,
Sarah Saturday knew she just wanted some attention with those polka dots. Yeah. And so Sarah Saturday said, I'll just wear that polka dot dress to the museum sometime. Mm-hmm. I called up Mr. McFeely to see if he'd bring over some samples of material. Have you ever seen a polka dot? Have you? That may be he now. Let's look out and see. Coming. Coming. Yes, it is, Mr. McFeely.
Oh,
hi, Mr. McFeely.
Good day to you. Good day, Mr.
Good
Rogers.
Good day to you.
Here are your material samples right there. And this one is polka dots, Mr. Rogers.
Thank you very much.
Polka dots make me nervous today. Very nervous, very nervous.
Oh, because of Lady Elaine.
Because of Lady Elaine. She had me help her with a joke. She's quite a jokester, that Lady Elaine.
I know, but Sarah Saturday took it very well, Mr. McFeely.
Oh, she did. I'm glad to hear that. No wonder everybody in make-believe says she'll be a great queen, a great queen.
She's a wonderful person.
Good word for everybody. Well, better be on my way. Would you sign this for me, Mr. Rogers?
Certainly will.
There you go.
Thank you.
I thank you, Mr. Rogers. A good day to you.
Good day to you, Mr. McFeely, and thanks for the samples.
Good day.
Bye. These are just little pieces of material called samples of different kinds. This is polka dot. All kinds of dots. And that's plain material, plain red. Here's one of flowers. See all the flowers along there? One with stripes, up and down, or across. Mm-hmm. Here's one with tigers on. See the tigers running around on that material? Just pictures of them. That's called herringbone. And that's called plaid. And there's checks. Oh, there are all kinds of materials in the world. You could look around your house. This is some that's right up here in this room. And see the different kinds of patterns there are. It's about time for me to go. Mm-hmm. I've liked being with you this week. Yeah, you always make it special for me. I'll be thinking about you. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. Hope you have a good weekend. I like you so much. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this television visit were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations. ¶¶